This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. A U.S. Congresswoman says she will no longer visit Israel, even though the country said she could go on humanitarian grounds to visit her elderly grandmother. Representative Rashida Tlaib, along with Representative Ilhan Omar, were barred from visiting the country for promoting boycotts of Israel and more. In a reversal of Thursday's decision, Israel announced Friday Tlaib could still visit her grandmother. Tlaib wrote on Twitter Friday morning, she is being silenced and treated as a criminal. She said she will not visit Israel under what she called oppressive conditions. Thursday, Tlaib told reporters the main reason for her visit was quite simple.
My goal is to see my grandmother. Again, she's in her 90s. This could be my last chance to see her.
Tlaib and Omar were set to visit Israel and several cities in the West Bank. Their frequent criticism of Israel has drawn accusations of anti-Semitism for months. Gibraltar turned back U.S. objections on Thursday and released the Iranian supertanker Grace One from detention. Gibraltar's government said it had received assurances from Tehran that it would not send the crude oil cargo to Syria. Gibraltar did not immediately say, however, when or if the ship would set sail. North Korea has fired two projectiles into the sea Friday. Here's Reuters' Eve Johnson.
Friday's launches are just the latest in a string of tests. According to a U.S. official, at least one of the projectiles appeared to be a short-range missile. The tests come only a day after South Korean President Moon Jae-in vowed to pursue dialogue to help unify the two Koreas by 2045.
Reuters' Eve Johnson, a North Korean government spokesman, said on official state media the country won't engage in talks with its southern neighbor. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal appeal